what the papers are saying. Thanks to Chris and V at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Well, he's our own version of the Bold and the Beautiful, and he's tall as well. The great Lee Jollo. He's walked straight into that. How are you, Lee? You have a good weekend? You were around on the Manning at the weekend. It's a good spot, isn't it?
Yeah, oh, it's beautiful. Yeah, so I had a mate come up here, and then we went down to Taree, went down to Forster, did a bit of sightseeing, went around to a couple of places, and yeah, it's really, really nice.
As you go over the bridge there, it's just spectacular.
It's postcard stuff.
You cannot believe how good it is. All right. What are the papers saying today, Lee?
Yeah, so in the Daily Telegraph, it's all about the fires. Coastal catastrophe. A large and very fast-running inferno has cut a swathe of destruction through the tight-knit south coast community of Tathra, with Bega Valley Mayor Christy McBain last night saying at least 35 homes had been destroyed and the local primary school was gone. Terrible news there. And a similar story in the Sydney Morning Herald. Too late to leave. Dozens of homes are feared lost in Tathra on the south coast of New South Wales after bushfires swept through the town. It turned on a dime, said one resident. Also, shortened signals shift on retiree tax policy. Older Australians could be spared the full burden of Bill Shorten's $59 billion tax revenue grab as the opposition leader seizes on an emphatic win in the Batman by-election to forge ahead with the contentious reform.
Okay, and locally, Lee, plenty happening again. A lot of sport, of course, with some grand finals at the weekend. But
so much sport.
Yeah, a lot of other stuff happening as well around the Mid-North Coast.
Yeah, so on Friday afternoon, we got news. Well, we only got this news last night, but on Friday it was confirmed that a 17-year-old male passed away at John Hunter Hospital after succumbing to critical head injuries. That was in regard to an incident the Saturday before last, on the 10th, when he and the driver of a car crashed head-on into a tree at Crowdy Head.
Yeah, just awful.
Yeah, not good to hear.
Okay, details coming up there on Triple M, 13 27 10, our telephone number. You can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, and you can follow us on Instagram.